with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends in Christ, we all are keeping in mind that we are coming to the end of the church's liturgical year. And as such, we are being reminded to think about all the persecutions we have experienced during this year, all the challenges. And thinking about them will help us to realize that God has been with us. You know, at times we may not know the blessings we have received from God. But when we compare ourselves with others, we will appreciate more. Let me give you an instance. You know, in Nigeria, we have been undergoing serious persecution. I don't know if you hear about that. At least every day, not less than 2 priests have been kidnapped. And when they are being kidnapped, they will request for ransom. And in the policy of the Nigerian church, as a priest, you are poor. So when a priest is being kidnapped, it is either the immediate family pay the ransom, or that's it. Many have been killed. A lot have lost their lives. But in all this, that will never stop us from worshiping God, or from being a priest, or from exercising our priestly ministry. In everything, we give thanks to God. So when I was reflecting upon this gospel this morning, being grateful to God for His so many blessings. And for us here, we are not experiencing such kind of persecution. The ones we're experiencing are from our friends, from our families. So when you compare, you will see that what we are experiencing here is little compared with what is happening in other parts of the world. But the message is, my dear friends in Christ, there is hope for us, because our faith will never be in vain. Our prayers will never be in vain. Let us be hopeful and optimistic, because Jesus Himself experienced all this. He was humiliated. He was killed. But on the third day, he resurrected. And that is our hope. His resurrection reminds us that no matter the sufferings we experience, there is hope for us. And that hope is in the resurrection. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us not be discouraged when we experience our own portion of the cross of Christ. And the best way or the best attitude towards whatever we experience is, let it be our own share in the cross of Christ. So, let us not despair. Let us be optimistic because there is hope for all of us, so long as we remain strong and resolute. May we rise.